So first, Sarah, can you comment on the pattern of disease this man is expressing? Have you seen it before in a man? How often have you seen it in women? Any theories biologically about why you see it in this man?
I think, first of all, in male breast cancer, we do see a higher prevalence of ER-positive disease. So about 90% of male breast cancer is ER-positive, as opposed to 70 to 75% in women. So certainly the subtype fits what we would expect to find in a man. It is interesting, though, because he does only have chest wall disease. His presentation is very unusual because he developed chest wall recurrence immediately post-mastectomy, making you think he must have had some dermal lymphatic invasion, you know, even prior to breast surgery that allowed for recurrent disease. So I will say it's an unusual pattern. It typically, this type of chest wall only pattern is something I see more common in triple negative patients, where I do tend to have this trouble a lot more. That being said, he's actually done fabulously well. On his exam today, the chest wall nodules, you can tell they've started to heal over, and he's playing tennis multiple times a week, and he feels very well and is doing great.
Naive question maybe, Sarah, but what exactly is the role of gosarilin as part of therapy of a 75-year-old man with breast cancer?
So in a man getting tamoxifen, we don't give the LHRH agonist, but once a man moves on to getting an aromatase inhibitor or fulvestrant, we always give it in combination with the LHRH agonist because we worry about feedback causing an increase in estrogen production in men. And so I've always given them in combination just so that you don't get the elevated estrogen as a feedback mechanism. So that's why he's on the LHRH agonist in combination with fulvestrant currently.
And if I understand this correctly, so he had, in terms of hormonal therapy, he had anastrozole and gosarilin.
I apologize. He had tamoxifen first. My apologies.
Tamoxifen first. Okay.